From Colorado Public Radio, this is Colorado Matters. I'm Sarah Hughes, in for Ryan Warner. The National Center for Atmospheric Research hits the ripe old age of 50 this year, but the center in Boulder is using the latest in satellites and supercomputers to study some even older problems, such as hurricanes and thunderstorms. Don't think of that work being done in a drab lab, though. Some of it's performed in a dramatic building that famed architect I.M. Pei designed early in his career. I spoke with Richard Anthes, president of NCAR's parent organization, and with Lucy Warner, the center's communications director, about NCAR's history and the role it plays in scientific discovery today. Rick, Lucy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Rick, I'd like to start with you. Could you tell me about some of the interesting and exciting projects that are going on right now at NCAR? Maybe something about weather forecasting.
Yes, weather forecasting is one of our primary activities, and we have a number of activities in this area. One is improving weather forecast and warning models, computer models, and another is developing new satellite techniques to observe the weather and use those observations in weather forecast models. And so the work we're doing will actually improve the general weather forecast, but even more importantly, the severe weather forecast like tornadoes, floods, long-term droughts, and the weather that most impacts people.
And Rick, I understand that you've also done some work, some research on the BP oil spill. Can you share a little bit about the findings there?
Yes, our oceanographers have used a advanced ocean model to help us determine where the oil may go over the next few months. And it looks very likely that the oil will leave the Gulf of Mexico eventually and join the Gulf Stream, which moves up the east coast of Florida and southeastern United States, and probably within the next 2 to 3 months.
Lucy, I'd like to turn to you now. You're a kind of informal historian for NCAR. Can you share a little bit of the story of how it ended up in Boulder?
The National Academy of Sciences, after the war, realized that meteorology, weather prediction, and even predictions of solar storms had been really important to the war effort. Meteorology was a very new science, and they realized that there needed to be a concerted effort to really fortify the science. And so they asked a group of universities who had PhD programs in atmospheric science to look at what needed to be done and make a proposal. And this group said, we need a national center. There were several possible places to put the center. When they chose Walt Roberts, who was then at the University of Colorado, to be the head of this new center, he made it a condition that they put the center in Boulder, which actually worked very well for the scientific purposes. This was becoming a real regional center for science and particularly for weather studies. So that's how it wound up in Colorado.
And let's talk, of course, a little bit about the building, which is probably familiar to a lot of people who've driven into Boulder. It sits quite prominently on a mesa above and to the west of town. And as we mentioned, it was designed by I.M. Pei. So how did that come about?
Walt Roberts, the founding director of NCAR, could see the mesa where NCAR now sits from his living room window. And he had this inspired idea that this would be a great place for the building. The same group of deans of departments of meteorology who had recommended NCAR said, well, we've got schools of architecture, some of us. Let's ask those schools who are the prominent architects we should look at. And six names came up. One of them was I.M. Pei. I.M. Pei at that time was in his early 40s. He had done some major work in Denver. He had actually designed the Mile High Center, which was Denver's first skyscraper in the 50s. But he was relatively young in his career. The staff of NCAR at this time was quite small. The whole phone book was 2 pages. So people were very involved in choosing the architect, and everyone loved Pei. And Pei loved the site of the Mesa. It was a challenge that he felt he would only have once in a lifetime, since it was such an incredible place. And he really wanted to honor the natural setting in some appropriate way. And he looked at examples. He looked at the Air Force Academy, which at that time was being built, and he thought, that's not what I want to do. I don't want a contrasting human building. I want something that's going to fit with nature. So he drove around Colorado down to the Four Corners, and when he got to Mesa Verde, he thought, aha, this is what I want to do. I want to use as closely as possible the natural elements to have the building fit with the site the way the Anasazi ruins fit with their site.
Rick, you've been at NCAR now since 1981, as I understand.
That's correct.
Can you talk a little bit about how the focus, the types of projects that are pursued there, how that focus, how those projects have changed?
Well, the biggest change probably has been the advances in tools, scientific tools. The new computer technologies have enabled us to do models of the atmosphere and models of weather that are so much more realistic and so much more accurate than they were 25 years ago. For example, 25 years ago, our models could not resolve or include details of individual thunderstorms. Today they can, and so now we understand how the atmospheric conditions that are that produce, for example, tornadoes in one case and hailstorms in another case. And then in the other areas in satellite technologies, the satellites enable us to observe Earth and the oceans far better than we could 25 years ago.
And I imagine that several decades ago, climate change wasn't much on the radar, and that must have and that may have changed over time.
In the early 80s, scientists were just beginning to realize that climate change due to human activities was possible, if not probable. And so climate was a big part of the NCAR program from the very beginning. In the last 25 years, global warming has become a virtual certainty, and the impacts and the reasons for that are much better understood. But climate was still a very important scientific topic, even in the 70s and early 80s.
Rick, Lucy, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. It's been fun.
Yes, it has. Thank you.
Rick Anthes is president of NCAR's parent group, the University Center for Atmospheric Research. Lucy Warner is communications director for that agency. NCAR turns 50 this year.